Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, Mother, hold on a minute. Don't make any definite plans for those big holiday dinners until you see the marvelous selection of poultry at your Kroger store. Without a doubt, they're the best buy-in birds in town. And you know why? Well, because Kroger's poultry is carefully selected for its tenderness, its juiciness, and real country fresh flavor. Why, once you see the grand selection of chickens and ducks and turkeys, you'll want them all. Oh, yes, ma'am. Kroger's poultry is just tantalizingly delicious. And for an extra special dinner, you'll certainly want to serve your family this exclusive Kroger feature. Famous four-point blue ribbon turkey. Man, oh man, what a treat. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock full of fresh flavor. A flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Now, there are four mighty good reasons why four-point blue ribbon turkeys are outstandingly superior. It's because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in carefully selected areas. Because they're scientifically fed for flavor. Then, expertly dressed. And finally, they're personally selected to please you. So order yours without delay at your Kroger store, for it's the only place you can buy famous four-point blue ribbon turkeys. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Angry because Penny Gibbs does not return his love, Freddie Lang has formed a hasty liking for the young and wealthy Madeline Dodge, whom he met quite by accident. But Penny's chief thoughts are not of Freddie these days, but of the strange action of Suzanne, her sister-in-law. She says to Professor Rogers...
Suzanne's upstairs, Professor Rogers, in a terrible mood. Do you think you should try to talk to her tonight?
Well, I think this is the best time of all, Miss Gibbs. The worse her mood, the better my chance of getting the truth out of her.
When she's like this, she scarcely talks at all.
Well, in that case, I just won't get anything out of her. But if by any chance she will talk, the mood she's in will be a great help.
All right, if you want to risk it.
You don't think she's dangerous, do you?
Oh, no. I just meant I don't want you to be hurt.
Well, I don't think she'll say anything to hurt me, Miss Gibbs. After all, her anger seems to be directed only at members of her family. She's never raised a voice against Freddie, has she?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's strictly a family matter that's bothering her, I'm sure. And as I said the other day, maybe she'd like to... Well, unburden herself with me.
You know, you're a good sport to go through all this for us, Professor. I know that I wouldn't risk a tongue lashing for a total stranger.
Well, are we total strangers, Miss Gibbs?
No, of course not. I just meant that...
You meant that I shouldn't go to all this bother for someone who doesn't really mean anything to me, isn't that it?
I suppose so. We are just casual friends, and I've imposed on you for so many things. But, I'll tell you a secret, Professor. I think we've been friends for a long time without even knowing it.
Well, that may be. I don't have much difficulty liking you these days.
Much difficulty?
Why, I'm an old stick-in-the-mud professor, Miss Gibbs. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes, such a stick-in-the-mud. Well, you could never have been more determined to dislike me than I was to dislike you. And I can be determined.
Oh, how well I know that, too. But now you're determined to like me?
I like you without determination, Professor. There. I've confessed and said it.
Well, you're forgiven.
Forgiven? For what?
Well, as I understand it, a young lady's never supposed to reveal her true feelings for a man.
Professor, you're living out of textbooks too long. Does it shock you just because I tell you I like you?
No. No, it just surprises me. You see, a girl never liked me before, Miss Gibbs. That is, without a motive.
Oh, I never in my whole life heard a more ridiculous...
No, wait a minute. That remark doesn't include present company.
But it was inspired by present company.
No, Miss Gibbs. You see, what I meant was... Well, women to me have been young college students pretending to like me in hopes of getting good grades... Or people involved in criminal cases when I was a federal agent, pretending to like me in hopes of getting away with something.
Don't tell me that I'm the first girl in your life.
No, the first since I was five, believe it or not.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
What made you give them up at 5?
It was too costly keeping them in lollipops. Now, but seriously, Miss Gibbs, you will try to understand if I don't quite know how to be liked by someone, won't you?
I'll try, Professor. But I'm afraid I'll never understand.
Why not?
Because I've never really understood you. I thought I did once, but now I know I don't.
Well, maybe you better not try.
You don't want me to understand you?
Frankly, no.
Well, that's an odd thing to say. Why don't you want me to understand you?
Well, because then you may stop liking me. And, well, I don't know. I may enjoy being liked after I get used to it.
Professor, you get more complicated every minute.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'd better drop the subject for the time being, at least. I came here to talk to Suzanne. Maybe that's what I better do.
Maybe you should. Oh, she's upstairs in her room or in the nursery. Just knock on the door. And good luck, Professor. If she's in as bad a mood as she was a while ago, you'll need it.
Suzanne?
Who is it?
Stuart Rogers.
Who?
Stuart Rogers. Professor Stuart Rogers.
Oh, just a minute. Hello, Professor. Come in.
Thank you.
Hi, this is a surprise.
You don't mind?
No, not at all. I'm flattered. You did not come to see Penny?
No, I came to see you. How's the baby?
Oh, she's fine. Sleeping now, I hope.
That's about all the little things do when they're little, I understand.
Sleep and eat and sometimes cry. But always they're adorable. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, yes, thanks, I will.
You came to see me, Professor Rogers. Why?
Oh, no reason in particular. It's just that I haven't seen you in such a long time.
Oh, that's right. It has been several weeks, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Since you came home from the hospital. But you look just as beautiful as always, you know that?
I look the way I feel, I think.
Well, then you must be feeling fine.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that.
You mean, do you not, Professor, that you're surprised to hear that?
Oh, Why, no, Suzanne. Why should I be surprised?
Because they have told you I'm not feeling well.
They? Who are they?
You know very well who they are, Professor. They are Penny and Pat and Mr. and Mrs. Billings and all of them.
No.
Oh, don't lie to me, Professor Rogers. And don't think I'm fooled by the reason you came to see me. It is not because it has been so many weeks. It's because they sent you.
Believe me, Suzanne. I'm here of my own accord.
Oh, no, Professor. Perhaps you think it is of your own accord. But Penny put the thought in your head. She wants you to find out what's the matter with me. They all want to know what's the matter with me. That's why they spy on me.
They're spying on you?
Always. Wherever I go, whatever I do. They're always watching me, waiting for me to do something so they can take my baby away from me.
No. You don't mean that.
You don't know them. You don't know how they hate me.
What makes you think they hate you?
I just know they do.
But specifically, what have they done to make you think so?
I don't care to tell.
You mean they really haven't done anything? It's just your imagination.
There, that's proof they sent you to see me. They are always saying it is my imagination. You're with them and against me. I don't care to talk.
I'm sorry, Suzanne. I did come up here under false pretenses, I suppose. But not because I'm with them and against you. The thing is, I'm for all of you, and they're terribly upset about you. They don't hate you, but, well, you seem to hate them. Now tell me why.
Oh, they say I hate them, do they? Well, perhaps they're right.
Well, why do you hate them?
Only in self-defense, for my own protection, to guard myself against their hate for me.
Suzanne, they don't hate you.
You listen to them, that's why you say this stupid thing. They don't hate me. They loathe me. They're jealous of me, all of them.
But how do you know? What have they done? What have they said? What?
We won't discuss it any further. It's far too distasteful. Now, please leave at once.
All right, Suzanne. If you don't want to consider me your friend, you don't have to. But I'd like to be your friend. I'd like
interested in what you like, Professor Stuart Rogers. Now I'll open the door for you and you will leave at once.
All right.
Now get up. Pat, what are you standing in the hall for?
Oh, I'm not standing here, Suzanne.
You are just spying on me. You sent the professor to talk to me and you listened to hear what I'd say.
Oh, Suzanne, you know that's not true.
Of course she knows it's not true, Pat. She's just trying to be funny. It's obvious you were just coming up the steps. Your sister still home?
Oh, yes, Professor. She's in the kitchen.
Well, I'll go down to say goodbye to her. Goodbye, Suzanne, and I hope you feel better.
It's not how I feel that matters, Professor Rogers. It's what I have to put up with.
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Pat.
Oh, bye, Stuart.
Oh, Pat, so now you call him by his first name, do you?
I've called him by his first name.
Never mind. Come in here. I want to talk to you.
Oh, good. I came up here to talk to you, too. Maybe we're going to get things straightened out at last, huh?
You'll let me do the talking, if you please.
Sure.
First, close the door.
All right. There. Now what?
You know very well what.
Not if you're going to do all the talking.
Yes, I intend to do the talking. And don't bother to sit down. I won't keep you that long.
Say, this sounds serious.
It's very serious, and it's about time you realized it, too.
Look, I've realized for a long time that something is wrong between us, but I haven't got the slightest idea what it is.
Oh, you're always so innocent about everything.
I'm not innocent. I'm confused.
Oh, no, Pat. You're too clever to be confused. You and your entire family are clever, but not clever enough. Not clever enough for me. I've seen through your little tricks.
Huh? What little tricks?
You know very well what little tricks I mean. The things you say, the little glances you give each other. The clever, subtle attempts you make to give me the idea that I'm crazy.
Oh, now, Suzanne, you must be out of your mind.
See, there you're still trying, aren't you?
Oh, brother, now I've heard everything.
Oh, no, you have not. Not everything. Because you are going to hear everything now.
Am I?
Yes. And listen carefully, and don't say I did not warn you. I've stood all of this and all of you I can possibly stand. Don't be surprised at what happens from here on.
So Suzanne has threatened to do something about the situation. What does she plan to do? And just what is the situation? Isn't it entirely in her imagination? Is there something wrong with her mentally? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Friends, with the holidays just around the corner, now is the time to think about poultry. And when you think about poultry, let me urge you to think about Kroger's poultry, because Kroger offers you the best birds in town. That sounds like a large claim, but it's a fact that your own cooking will prove. You see, these Kroger birds are naturally better, plumper, more tender, juicier, and full of that real country fresh flavor. For instance, those four-point blue ribbon turkeys, the real aristocrats of the poultry kingdom. Now, these great turkeys are better for four reasons. First, they're raised in the best turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. Next, they're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. Then, they're expertly dressed, the way you yourself would dress a prize bird. And finally, the ones that are chosen for your Kroger store are specially selected to please discriminating folks like you. It's no wonder they come out of your oven tasting better. Yes, you'll say you've never cooked a bird as good as a four-point blue ribbon turkey. Order one at your Kroger store now. And now your local announcer.